Hello, I'm Steve G. Jones, clinical hypnotherapist. When listening to this recording, be sure to only listen to it at night when you are safe and no one and nothing will disturb you. At the end of this recording, you will be given suggestions to fall into a restful sleep. If you are under a doctor's care, you should always consult your physician before using this recording. Never play this recording in a moving vehicle. Thank you and enjoy. Close your eyes. Put your mind and body at ease. Take a deep breath, inhaling slowly, filling your lungs with air. Hold it here. And now let it all out slowly. Good. Each breath that you will take helps you relax. Now take another deep breath in, breathing in deeply and slowly. Feeling your chest rise. And open your mouth and relax your jaw. And release. Feel your body relax. One more deep breath, breathing in deeply, expanding your lungs. Really fill them with air. Hold and exhale, releasing all of the air. Feeling your lungs deflate. Good. You are now more relaxed and feeling at ease. Imagine that you are on a large piece of land. You own this land, and it consists of 100 acres. This property is a house. This is your house. You are standing in your long driveway. This driveway is made of dirt and stones. Surrounding your driveway are rolling hills of grass and wildflowers. In the distance, you see a wooded area. That is part of your property too. One of the hills. You see one large oak tree. As you look closely, you see two ropes hanging from a branch. At the bottom of these ropes is a board. The ropes and board create a swing. You walk off your driveway and into the long grassy field. As you walk, you point your fingertips away from your body and you let the tips of the grass break. massage along the tips of your fingers. You feel your fingertips relax, and it feels as though the relaxation is spreading now into your arms, and they relax. You stop for a moment and look up. You stop for a moment and take a look up into the big sky. The sky is bright blue with large, white, fluffy clouds. The clouds are moving from west to east. You watch the clouds as they slowly move across the sky. They change a little in shape as they move, and you try to see if any of the clouds take a recognizable shape. But right now, they just look like clouds. You continue to stand in the field of grass. Watching the clouds floating across the sky. This moment relaxes you. You feel calm and peaceful. You walk back to the driveway and then take a detour to the front steps. As you walk up the steps, you hear the sound of a cat meowing. You look down, and the cat is rubbing its body against your leg. You lean down to pet the cat. As you pet the cat, you feel the purring vibrations against your fingertips. The outdoor cat has an orange coat with stripes of light orange and dark orange. You leave the cat to bask in the sunlight, and you walk into your house. The floors of the house are wooden and well worn in. You walk by a large wooden staircase and turn to your right into the kitchen. You smell the delicious smell of home-baked cookies in the oven. You turn around and walk up the staircase. There are three bedrooms upstairs. You very slowly walk up the stairs, walking and relaxing. And when you reach the top of the stairs, you very slowly walk into your bedroom. There is a large bed in the middle of the room. The window is open, and the sheer linen drape is blowing in the breeze. Your room is almost completely white. The walls are white, although they have turned off white through the years. Your bedspread is white. You decide to lie down for a little while and rest your feet. you turn the sheets down and climb into the bed. You let your head relax on the fluffy white pillow. You close your eyes and feel your body release all tension. Your neck and back sink into the mattress, and every part of your body just relaxes. You relax your arms and hands. By your sides, on top of the bedspread, you let your torso sink into the mattress and your hips sink into the mattress. You are so relaxed. You tighten the muscles in both of your legs and hold that tension for a moment, and then relax your legs. And they feel as light as air. You allow your feet to relax, and it feels so good to no longer be standing on them. You are completely relaxed. As you relax in the bed, you allow your mind to relax more and more. Allow your mind to just float now. It is such a wonderful day with the gentle breeze blowing through the window. You are surrounded by beauty inside your home and outside. You are completely relaxed. You are at ease in your comfortable bed, in your white room, in your old house, on your beautiful land. Drift off now into a daydream, and you imagine yourself looking out the window, looking at the beautiful land which surrounds you, looking up at the sky. Perhaps there are a few clouds in the sky, still floating by. That's right. Taking on various shapes now, notice the shapes. That's right. They are peaceful, relaxing shapes. Those clouds are soft and fluffy, just like your bed. And you imagine what it would be like to lie down on a soft, fluffy cloud. And this thought allows you to relax even more deeply, as you now imagine yourself looking out your window in a daydream, just enjoying how beautiful this day is. It's so amazing. so relaxing, so perfect. And this causes you to relax even more deeply. It allows you to unwind even more, to calm your mind, to calm your body, to calm your spirit, to calm every part of yourself. Imagine now calming your spirit. Imagine your very essence relaxing, your soul relaxing completely. Imagine that now. That's right, relaxing every part of yourself on every level, relaxing physically, emotionally, spiritually, relaxing your mental processes, slowing them down now, allowing yourself to just slow down and relax and to be at ease and comfortable. As you relax on your bed, in your beautiful home, on your beautiful land, just drifting now, relaxing. Good. As you relax in your beautiful house, I would like you to imagine yourself now. That's right, just taking your time and very slowly walking over to the staircase and see yourself now in the hallway. Standing at the top of a heavy wooden staircase. The wood is made of beautiful mahogany, and you put your hand on the banister and feel the smoothness of the wood. You look down the stairs and you see 10 steps. You see where the wood is more worn at the center of each step, from years of wear, and in just a few moments, I'm going to count down from 10 to 1. As I do, just take 1 step for each number I count. By the time I reach the number 1, you will be at the bottom of the steps and completely relaxed. Because the lower I count, the lower you walk on the steps, and the lower you walk on the steps, the more you relax. Deeper and more deeply relaxed, and you take the first safe, gentle, and easy step down. 9. Another step down. And you are so very relaxed. As you walk down the steps very slowly, taking your time, just enjoying the moment.
Just enjoying the moment.
Relaxing as you go.
Relaxing as you go.
As you walk down.
As you walk down.
Down. Yourself,
feeling good
about who you are,
what you have done,
and what you will do in the future.
Seven,
another safe,
seven,
gentle and easy step down,
gentle and easy,
feeling more and more relaxed. Much more relaxed than you were just a moment ago. You are relaxing more and more with each passing moment. Relaxing more and more with each step you take. Six. Down another step. Relaxed as you go. Allowing yourself to drift and float now in your mind as you walk down the steps,
as you walk down the
steps, and as you relax,
and as you relax,
feel your body, your mind, and your spirit relaxing more and more with each safe, gentle, and easy step you take now. As you walk down that beautiful mahogany staircase,
in your beautiful house,
on your beautiful land,
on your beautiful land.
Five, halfway down now, and notice how relaxed you are,
and notice how
notice that you are much more relaxed than you were just a few moments ago. So very relaxed,
so very relaxed,
so very at ease,
so very at ease.
Four, down another step,
down another step.
So very relaxed,
so
calm, so peaceful,
so calm.
It is so relaxing to walk down this staircase,
walk down
very slowly. Taking your time to relax more and more deeply with each step. Three. Down, down, down,
down, down.
Relaxing, unwinding, drifting. That's right, feeling comfortable.
That's right.
With the idea of letting go and unwinding.
The idea of letting go
as you walk safely down the steps.
Down
two
steps.
Down another step.
Down.
So very, very relaxed.
So very.
As you walk down the beautiful mahogany staircase. Relaxing as you go,
relaxing as you go,
and at the count of the next number,
and at the count of the next number,
you will be at the bottom of the staircase and completely relaxed.
Staircase and completely relaxed,
and completely at ease,
and completely at ease.
Your body will be relaxed.
Your body will be relaxed.
Your mind.
Step down
now,
taking that final
and
step
one. You've reached
towards the bottom of the staircase, and you are completely relaxed. And as you now relax, you can see in front of you a hallway in your mind. And as you look down the hallway, you can see a door. That door is a door to a room of your own choosing, in which you will feel safe and comfortable. And as you come closer to the end of the hallway, as you come, you can see the door more clearly. The door will keep out all of the negative messages. All negative behaviors you have perceived from your world as a child, which made you feel as a child bad about yourself. There is no room here for such negative messages. I would like you to look at the door very carefully. Even the doorknob. And understand that this is a room of your own choosing, in which you will feel safe and comfortable. Early positive messages and experiences enter, but all negative messages must stay outside. And now I want you to open that door and walk in. And close the door behind you. And look around the room. This room is safe. Visit this room anytime you choose. You can visit this just by closing your eyes. Just look around and enjoy what you see here. I would like you now to sit or lie down someplace in this safe room. Someplace in the room where you will be comfortable and can listen carefully to everything I will say to you. Life energy only has one purpose, and that is to help you reach your potential as an individual. It is protective, it is healing, and since it is healing and protective, it is therefore loving. I want you to experience that life energy of yours by feeling a light above your head. A light from which comes a warm stream of energy. And this energy surrounds you like an imaginary cocoon. Soft and pliable, and it lets you move around within it. Yet it protects you like a cocoon. Feel that life energy also penetrating every cell of your body. This is your life energy. This is the energy from which you will derive your charisma. Your charisma accomplishes two purposes. Your charisma protects you from negativity, and it draws others to you. The life energy. energy from which your charisma is derived represents your true self, your natural self, your essence. It belongs to no one but you. It belongs to no one but you. It is protective. It is healing. It is therefore loving. And therefore loving. Within that life energy. Within that life energy. There are no negative messages. It is free from negative messages. It is free from negative messages. Negative messages cease to exist here. Negative messages cease. Feel the protective, positive energy. Feel the protective, positive surging through every cell in your body now, surrounding and protecting you. Surrounding and protecting you. And realize that from this energy, and realize draw your charisma. You draw your charisma. You can pull your charisma out from this energy and share it with the world. Imagine now your charisma coming from this energy. Coming from this energy. You can make it any color you want. You can make it any color you want. Give it a color now. Give it a color. Give it a form now. Give it a form. Realize that it can change forms. Realize that it can change forms. Perhaps sometimes it is a sword. Perhaps from which you cut right to the heart. From all social matters, drawing attention to yourself, attention that you deserve, positive attention you deserve, positive attention. Perhaps sometimes it is a shield, perhaps protecting you from negative people and their words. Protecting you from negative people and their words. Perhaps sometimes it is a race car, perhaps sometimes it is a race car. Fast, swift, it knows its destination. How to get there, and it acts as a vehicle there to take you there. It acts as a vehicle to take you there. Your life energy has sometimes been expressed. Your life energy has sometimes been expressed within you. Perhaps as a still inner voice. Perhaps as a still inner voice. Many of us have ignored that voice within ourselves. We have heard that voice within ourselves. We have heard it. We have heard our own life energy talking. We have heard our own life inside us, words of wisdom inside us that we don't always listen to, that we don't always listen to. But these words are really there to protect us. These words are really there to protect us. That still inner voice is a nurturing part. That still inner voice is a nurturing part of you. And that nurturing part is an entity. And that nurturing part is an entity. It exists. In your mind's eye, as you continue to do this. Think about the nurturing part of you. Think about the nurturing part of you. And stimulate that aspect of you.
And it will become stronger within you.
And because it will start to have charisma that you derive from your life energy. Must make sure that all parts of you are happy.
Must make sure that
and
all
have been
parts
attended
of you
to.
Are happy
and have been attended to. This process will become easier.
This process
easier
will
for you.
Easier
and easier for you. By approaching this process in this way,
by approaching
make
this process
sure
in
the
this
charisma
way,
you project
make sure
to the outside
the charisma.
World.
As
an honest
outside
and stable
as
and lasting
honest,
energy
and stable
and lasting energy.
A very honest, stable, and lasting
energy,
stable and lasting energy.
An energy that is more than skin deep.
An energy that is more than skin deep.
An energy that comes from your core.
An energy
very
that comes from your
being.
Doing this healing process on a regular basis,
you will ensure that when you project
your
charisma from your life energy,
your charisma,
it is rock solid energy
through and through.
It is rock solid,
and
unstoppable,
and
unstoppable. So as your healing progresses,
you will
come
to feel
healing better
about yourself.
And stronger and more self-confident
and stronger
and therefore happier
self-confident
and therefore happier.
And when you feel happier and better about yourself,
when you feel happier and better about yourself,
the world will respond to you in a more positive
way. The world will respond to you in a more positive way.
So imagine yourself now
in a social
situation
now
in which you want to use your
charisma,
in which you want to use your charisma.
Imagine it taking a shape.
Imagine it taking a shape.
Taking a shape from your life energy.
Taking a shape from your life energy.
Your life energy gives it a shape.
Your life energy gives it a shape.
Anything you choose.
Anything you choose.
And now you will use that energy in the form.
And now
you will use that energy
and
see yourself choosing
your
energy.
See yourself
charisma,
your energy,
which is derived from your life
energy.
Which is derived from your life energy.
See yourself influencing people.
See yourself
getting what you want.
See yourself
getting what you want.
See yourself
standing tall.
And
see yourself standing tall
and firm,
regardless of your height,
regardless of
regardless of your height,
you stand tall and
firm.
You stand tall and firm.
It is as if you tower above everyone else.
It is as if you
tower
you
above everyone
because
else.
Your charisma is so powerful.
Because it allows you to do
so
this.
Powerful.
It allows you to do this.
And day by day, you will become better and better.
And day by day.
And using
you
your charisma
better and better
at choosing
and
a shape
using
of
your charisma,
whether
offensively,
shape
or defensively,
whether offensively or defensively,
and then
putting that shape to good use,
and then
putting that shape to good use,
and this will become easier
and easier,
and this
for
will become
day
easier
by day
and easier for you day by day.
So I want you to practice every day.
So I want you to practice every day.
The next few weeks,
for at least the next few weeks,
taking your life energy,
choosing
taking
a shape
for
life energy,
and then using that
charisma
in that shape,
and then
using that charisma
in that shape,
and with practice and diligence
and belief in
yourself,
and diligence
and belief in yourself,
very soon
charisma will be automatic.
Very soon
charisma will be
channel your life energy, where you can channel your life energy. So bring it into your everyday life. So bring it into your everyday life. And soon there will be no need to think about all of this. There will be no need to think about all of this. No need to think about form or shape or the cocoon. To think about form. It will just be automatic. It will just be automatic. You will automatically have what you need offensively. Defensively, offensively, or both, and defensively, in every situation in your life, in every situation in your life, and you will always have this for the rest of your life, and you will always have this for the rest of your life. So congratulations on your powerful choice. So congratulations on your powerful choice to tap into your life power and use your true power, charisma.
You realize that you are benefiting. You realize.
interested in your success.
Are very interested in your success.
And so day by day.
And so
you
day
look
by
for
day.
Ways in which you can improve your life.
Ways in which you can improve your life.
You are constantly open.
You are constantly
to new and interesting and exciting ways.
And interesting and exciting ways.
To improve your life.
To improve
and the way you do
life.
Things. There is no need to display how powerful you are.
There is no need to display how powerful
because you feel it. It is internal.
It is
you know
internal.
How powerful and wonderful you are.
You know how powerful and wonderful.
So imagine being among people.
So imagine
being
people.
Calmly confident.
Being calmly
as I am silent.
As I am silent.
imagine yourself in the situation
now to imagine yourself
in which you display your confidence
in which you display
by standing up for yourself.
By standing up,
there are always times when we need to stand up for ourselves.
When we need to stand up for ourselves,
never hesitate to stand up for yourself
when it is necessary.
Stand up for yourself
when
and justify. So as I am silent, imagine yourself
standing up for yourself.
Standing up for yourself. Because you are so confident,
and you realize because you are
always look out for yourself,
you always protect yourself,
you always
make sure that you receive
proper respect,
that you receive
proper respect. stretch and letting go of all of the rest of the stress
that you may have been holding on to for a long time.
That you may have been holding on to for a long time.
Let it go.
Old weights. Those old weights.
Let them go.
Weights.
They've been slowing you
let
down.
Them go. They've been slowing
you're going
you
to
down.
Let them go now.
You're going to let
as
them
I
go
am silent.
Now. As I am silent.
There are some activities or people in your life which are inappropriate and are no longer conducive to you living a calm, relaxed, peaceful, happy life. Perhaps there are some changes you need to make. Imagine as I am silent, making those changes.
Quality of life.
Imagine yourself living a new life.
Imagine yourself
in
silent, but see yourself doing it in a new way, in a calm, relaxed, focused, happy way. You to see yourself doing another activity in your life, something you normally do, yet you are doing it differently because you have changed your mind and you have decided to do it in a calm, peaceful, relaxed, fun, and focused way. Imagine this now as I am silent. Attention you have paid to the many different thoughts floating through your mind. Your mind is so active even while it relaxes. And then you can become aware of how difficult it is to remember what I was talking about exactly 7 minutes ago. And you can try to remember what I was saying 9 minutes ago, or what you were thinking 4 minutes ago. But doesn't it seem like too much work to try to remember all of that? It takes more effort than it's worth. So relax. Relax comfortably. Understand that you don't have to remember what I was saying when it's too much work to do. You can choose to remember to forget what I said, or to forget to remember what I said. The choice is yours. If you should be listening to this recording at night, you will fall into a deep and very peaceful sleep. And while you are asleep and dreaming, understand that your subconscious mind will be processing every word I have said, and each time you hear these words, these suggestions become more and more powerful for you. Each and every time you listen to these words, these suggestions become more and more a part of your being. Each and every time you listen to this recording, you become more and more the person of your choosing, a relaxed, comfortable, confident person. And that feels wonderful and when you awaken in the morning, you will be well rested, refreshed, revitalized, and ready for a new day. And that feels wonderful.